Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome once again to Food for the Journey. And as I so often say to you, I want it to be real food, food that helps you, food that helps you in body and soul. God loves you. It's infinite love that he wants to pour into your life and mine, his presence within us. And his word helps us so much to go the way he would want us to go. I was reading a little excerpt here from Magnificat magazine about St. Leo the Great. And he says, Leo was elected pope in 440. That's a long time ago, isn't it? Amidst widespread heresies and political strife. In 451, he convened the Council of Chalcedon, which taught the union of two natures, human and divine, in the one person of Jesus Christ. During the council, Leo's letter or tome to the Bishop of Constantinople was read aloud. Concerning Christ's incarnation, Leo wrote, "Invisible in his own nature, he became visible in ours. Beyond our grasp, he chose to come within our grasp. Existing before time began, he began to exist at a moment in time. Lord of the universe, he hid his infinite glory and took the nature of a servant." Upon hearing Leo's tome, the council fathers exclaimed, "Peter has spoken through the mouth of Leo." Brothers and sisters, this is where it was all coming together. The year was 440. Think of that. Years and years, centuries ago. And here we hear the truth about Christ, the truth about his care for us, that he would become man like us in every way but sin. Let's take a look now at the readings. First is the reading from the Book of Wisdom, chapter 6, verses 1 to 11. "Hear, O kings, and understand. Learn, you magistrates of the earth's expanse. Hearken, you who are in power over the multitude and lorded over throngs of peoples. Because authority was given you by the Lord, and sovereignty by the Most High, who shall probe your works and scrutinize your counsels. Because though you were ministers of his kingdom, you judged not rightly, and did not keep the law, nor walk according to the will of God. Because judgment is stern for the exalted. For the lowly may be pardoned out of mercy, but the mighty shall be mightily put to the test. For the Lord of all shows no partiality, nor does he fear greatness, because he himself made the great as well as the small, and he provides for all alike, but for those in power a rigorous scrutiny impends. To you, therefore, O princes, are my words addressed, that you may learn wisdom and that you may not sin. For those who keep the holy precepts hallowed shall be found holy, and those learned in them have ready a response. Desire, therefore, my words, long for them, and you shall be instructed." That's a great part in a certain level. That's why I'm doing this program. I want to make sure that more and more people really hear God's word and understand it. I know as Catholics, we hear the gospel, we hear the word of God every Sunday. But do we really listen? Or do we say, "I just don't understand it"? I hope I'm bringing some light to you, some hope to you, because God wants you to know his word, that you might follow it peacefully, and that you might come safely home to him. Psalm 82 tells us, "Rise up, God, bring judgment to the earth. Defend the lowly and the fatherless. Render justice to the afflicted and the destitute. Rescue the lowly and the poor. From the hand of the wicked, deliver them. I said you are gods, all of you sons of the Most High. Yet like men you shall die and fall like any prince." If you don't mind my sharing with you one little story, again, my wonderful father. One time, how can I put this? There was a knock at the door, and it happened to be my dad who got to the door first, and he opened it, and this man picked up a very big knife. He had it in his hand, just like he was going to attack my dad, and my dad just stood there, didn't move, didn't say a word. He just stood there. And the man, I could cry now, though it's many years ago, the man just suddenly started to weep, and he dropped the knife on the floor of the porch. And then he told my dad what was wrong. And my dad just put his arm around him and brought him in the house. He needed money. He was going to try to steal it, but I don't know how he would steal it coming into our house because we didn't have that much money. But he was after my dad. And my dad just put his arm around him, and the man started to cry. And my dad, weren't lavish with money either, but we had enough. And my dad just went back and gave him some money and told him, "Just come when you need me." He didn't mention a word about the fact that he was almost killed. Brothers and sisters, God so loves us. He doesn't want all of the horror and the meanness and the anger. He doesn't want that in our society. He wants the peace of God to reign over us. And when that man was holding up the knife toward my dad, and I was just probably 5 years old or 6 years old, I just wanted to jump in front. And I couldn't have barely reached his waist, let alone do anything for him. But there was that instinct of love to care and to help for one another. I've never forgotten that. Please, brothers and sisters, let's help those that are in desperate need. Let's reach out to others. Yes, rise up, O God, and bring judgment to the earth, but let us render justice to the afflicted and the destitute, the lowly and the poor. God wants to use us to do that, to be kind, to reach out. And now let's take a look at the Gospel of Luke, chapter 17, verses 11 to 19. As Jesus continued his journey to Jerusalem, he traveled through Samaria and Galilee. As he was entering a village, 10 lepers met him. They stood at a distance from him and raised their voice, saying, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." And when he saw them, he said, "Go, show yourselves to the priests." As they were going, they were cleansed. And one of them, realizing he had been healed, returned, glorifying God in a loud voice, and he fell at the feet of Jesus and thanked him. He was a Samaritan. Jesus said in reply, 10 were cleansed, were there not? Where are the other 9? Has none but this foreigner returned to give thanks to God?" Then he said to him, "Stand up and go. Your faith has saved you." Brothers and sisters, how grateful are we, whether it's someone closest to us or someone farthest away, someone we barely know. How kind are we? Hello? Thank you? We're going so fast these days that we don't even take time to notice the people around us. And brothers and sisters, when you do reach out to one, you certainly get gratitude, but you get even more God's gratitude. Just if you're going through a grocery store, for example, and you see someone who seems to have difficulty carrying what they're carrying, maybe I've mentioned this to you before, but I want to repeat, please, brothers and sisters, help one another. Well, I have too much to do. Yes, there are days when we have too much to do. But if you have too much to do to not be able to help somebody in need, you might want to take something out of your list. Because, brothers and sisters, many people will bypass somebody who is sick or somebody who is hurt. Please, don't wait for the police. You can wait till the police come, because if it was a crash in a car or whatever, you want to be there and take care of that person until they come to take him to the hospital or whatever is needed. Please, learn how to reach out. I know we are all busy. I know that. I understand that. We're all too busy. And we've taken on a lot of things to be busy about. But brothers and sisters, what really is necessary? And if you say, well, I don't know, I can't imagine that I would have an hour free, ask God. Ask God to reset your schedule. Ask him to help you so that you could squeeze in at least a half hour or an hour of kindness to another person a couple times a week. Just reach out. Many, many people have no one to care for them. No one. Even if they look well-dressed, you can't count on their having help at home. Please, brothers and sisters, let's be a good Samaritan. Will you say, well, I don't have time, I don't have time. If you don't have time to do good for others, you could have a day like that, or 2 days like that, or even a week sometimes like that, because there are sick members of your family that you're taking care of. But the important thing is that you stop and you say, stay still, I'll get you help. Grab somebody from a store there, ask them to go out. If you're running to something, and it's more important, ask yourself, is it more important or could I be a little late? But turn around to someone else and say, could you please come and help me? Brothers and sisters, there are so many ways that we can be kind and good to another. And God wants us to keep our eyes open for that. May God abundantly bless you.
For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.